Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams to talk about Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting. City Council meeting on Monday night, there were quite a bit of issues. First off, there was a public hearing on the sidewalk improvements project. Tell us how that's coming along, and of course, that's something that Knoxville residents can look forward to.
Yeah, a contract was approved to continue the sidewalk program. In fact, we are confident that this will be the last year of the sidewalk program. Like most communities, Knoxville Code actually stipulates that sidewalks are the responsibility of the adjoining property owner, meaning homeowners, businesses. If you own a property that has a sidewalk, it is your responsibility to maintain and replace that sidewalk. Several years ago, predating me, as part of passing a local option sales tax, the city agreed to make a one-time pass through the community to replace trip hazards and safety concerns as it relates to sidewalks. This year will be the last year of that program. So this will be very much focused on residences to the north side of the community. The program started on the south side and has continued to slowly work its way north. So this will be the last of that. Going forward, if there are sidewalk concerns on a property, as the code clearly states, and as every municipality that I know of, as it clearly states, it will become the responsibility of the property owner at that point.
Another issue discussed, and really the agenda cleared up some language on granting a waiver for those who wanted to dispute their sewer use and water charges. Just explain what that ordinance did in clearing up the language. And then there was also something discussed between council members about for city staff if someone did request a waiver. And again, nothing was decided on that, but just kind of talk about the process of something like that that was discussed at the council meeting.
Yeah, so periodically, I would say just usually a couple of times a year, we'll have a circumstance where somebody has a sewer bill that is much higher than the average bill, a leak or something that they weren't aware of. And so periodically, we'll receive requests for a waiving or a reduction in a charge as it relates to the sewer. We had this actually happen last month, and as part of that, we had a discussion after that where we felt like it would be useful to not necessarily change the intent of the language, but to clarify it. So currently, the way that a sewer bill is calculated is based on the usage of the water. So the number of gallons of water you use in a month directly relates to your sewer. Regardless of where the water goes, into the sewer or out of it, if it goes through your water meter, you are charged sewer on it. So that means whether it's going into the grass or the flowers or down a sink or a toilet, you are going to be charged just based on the water usage you use. And so when people come for these requests of a waiver, our code does not allow for that as it is currently written. And so we wanted to help clarify that. And so that's what was brought to the council last night. Through the course of discussing that, we had it raised, well, maybe we should have the option to grant a waiver. And so I wanted to make clear to the council that that would require a different ordinance, and we're going to have to amend the language in the code because that is not how it is written today. And so the direction that I was given by council was to do some investigating, find some things that might be out there that other cities might be doing, and to bring that back to give them some options on how we could potentially handle a waiver or a forgiveness type program. And so that'll be my assignment before the next council meeting or in the coming council meetings, would be to bring forth some options that council can consider.
And there's obviously some spring projects coming up that city council is moving along. There's the Youngs Park Improvement Project, there's the streets improvements, and of course there's the new tennis courts. Tell us how those are coming along.
Yeah, work has started on the tennis courts, so we're excited for that. That's going to start with the demolition of the current old skate park. I know some folks are a little sad to see that go. Hopefully they will be able to be patient because it won't be long, and we will have a brand new skate park at Youngs Park. Part of the council meeting was to set a public hearing to be able to accept bids. Those bids are due Tuesday the 27th, so we'll review those. And our next council meeting will be to approve that contract to have work start at Young, so we're really excited for that. New tennis courts, as you mentioned, are moving forward. Street work up on Larson has already begun. Our library has moved over to East Elementary and is now open and running at East Elementary, so visit them there. And that is so that the current site can begin its remodel and expansion. So there are a lot of projects going on in Knoxville right now, and we're really excited to see the progress.
Thanks to Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.